Chapter 33. The letter was resting neatly centered on Seagram's desk in the study. He turned on the lamp, sagged into the chair, and began reading. Dear Jean, I love you. It must seem like a banal way to begin, but it is true. I still love you with all my heart. I have tried desperately to understand and comfort you during these months of stress. How I have suffered, waiting for you to accept my love and attention, hoping for nothing in return except a small sign of your affection. I am strong in many respects, Jean, but I do not have the strength and patience to fight indifferent neglect. No woman does. I long for our early days, the gentle days when our concern for one another far outweighed the demands of our professional lives. It was simpler then. We taught our classes at the university. We laughed and made love as though each time were our last. Perhaps I drove the wedge between us for not wanting children. Perhaps a son or a daughter might have bound us tighter together. I don't know. I can only regret the things I did not do. I only know that it will be best for both of us if I set time and space between us for a while. For at present, our living under the same roof seems to bring out a meanness and selfishness neither of us knew we possessed. I have moved in with Marie Sheldon, a marine geologist with NUMA. She has been kind enough to loan me a spare room in her Georgetown house until I can untangle my mental cobwebs. Please do not try to contact me. It would only result in more ugly words. Give me time to work things out, Jean. I implore you. They say time heals all wounds. Let us pray this is so. I do not mean to desert you, Jean, when you feel you need me most. I believe it will relieve one more burden from the heavy pressures of your position. Forgive my feminine frailty, but from the other side of the coin, my side, it is as though you drove me away. Let us hope the future will allow our love to endure. Again, I love you. Dana. Seagram reread the letter four times, his eyes refusing to turn from the neatly scripted pages. Finally, he clicked off the light and sat there in the darkness.